Hello, welcome to ACT Tox Chats, a podcast program presented by the American College of Toxicology. I'm Allison Phillips, and today I'll be joined by Tracy Zoetis, former president of the ACT in 2017. In this episode, Tracy will tell us about recent and ongoing outreach efforts by the ACT. Tracy, thanks for joining me today, and welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Allison. It's nice to be here.
So I was wondering if we could start by speaking a bit about what the American College of Toxicology has been doing recently in terms of outreach and what your role has been in these outreach activities.
The current outreach initiatives of ACT work together to support our mission to educate, lead, and serve. Our initiatives fall under two broad categories. One is nurturing relationships with sister societies, and the other is our involvement as a leader in the field of toxicology on an international level. Let me explain how we came to those two broad categories, starting with our relationships with sister societies. Understanding that toxicology is a multidisciplinary science, the ACT has historically partnered with professional societies to produce courses and webinars in specialized areas such as pathology and reproductive and developmental health. These courses and webinars expanded to include general toxicology in the U.S. and internationally. By partnering with the expertise and the geographic outreach found in our sister societies, with ACT's proven ability to organize both content and format for effective training, we're able to provide opportunities for expanding scientific knowledge that can advance careers and ultimately impact public health.
I really like that ACT recognizes that toxicology is inherently multidisciplinary and can be benefited by multiple parties participating. Could you tell us which sister societies ACT has partnered with?
Sure. We have identified 10 sister societies with whom we've partnered to advance our mission. And these are, I'm just going to tell you the list.
Great.
Are the Academy of Toxicological Sciences, the British Toxicology Society, the Chinese Society of Toxicology, the International Union of Toxicology, Safety Pharmacology Society. I'm still reading this list.
That's quite long.
The Toxicology Forum, the Teratology Society, the Society of Toxicology, the Society of Toxicologic Pathology, and the Scientific Liaison Coalition.
Wow, all 10.
Yeah, yeah. So, I just wanted to give a shout out to each one of them.
Right.
I didn't want to leave anybody out. But as individuals, we learn from each other and appreciate that many ACT members are also members of one or more of our sister societies. And as an organization, working side by side with these sister societies allows us to keep our focus on being a leader in toxicology.
Well, thank you very much for that explanation of our relationships with all those 10 sister societies, quite the list. You also mentioned that ACT outreach activities involve international initiatives. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Thanks for asking, Allison. A natural extension of partnering with our sister societies are the opportunities for ACT to educate, lead, and serve on an international level. As an example, by working with the International Union of Toxicology and the Congress of Toxicology in Developing Countries, we're able to provide continuing education courses and access to webinars to toxicologists in developing countries. We participated in a meeting in Serbia last April where we met toxicologists from developing nations with limited resources and for whom we've been able to provide opportunities for education, and some have even become members of ACT.
That's great. Wow.
Yeah, it's been great to see them at the meeting this year. In addition to the meeting in Serbia, in recent years, we've been active in meetings and courses in places such as Mexico, the United Kingdom, and China.
Wow, it sounds like ACT has quite the global presence. What is the next upcoming outreach event on the calendar for ACT?
We are so excited for the opportunity to participate in the International Union of Toxicology meeting in Hawaii.
Ooh.
In July of 2019. This meeting is held every 3 years, and this year it's sponsored by one of our sister societies, the Society of Toxicology. Our involvement started with a contribution for scholarships earmarked for students from developing countries, and they're going to be able to participate in the meeting because of our contribution. In addition, we'll have a booth at the meeting to facilitate one-on-one conversations with toxicologists from around the world. And finally, we'll be submitting nominations for representatives to serve among the leadership of IUTOX.
As you probably could tell by my reaction, a meeting in Hawaii sounds very exciting. But I wanted to ask you one last question to end this interview. What has been the most rewarding to you personally as part of the outreach initiatives on behalf of ACT?
That's a great question, Allison, and I could probably do an entire podcast just on that. I feel incredibly blessed for the opportunities I've had to serve alongside like-minded people who understand what it means to educate, lead, and serve on a global level. Many have generously given of their time and expertise and traveled long distances to create opportunities for toxicologists to gain access to the latest developments in our field. These ACT members are true leaders with servant hearts who are visionaries for ways to provide educational opportunities. On a personal level, meeting toxicologists and hearing their stories about efforts to improve public health in places where primary initiatives might range from providing safe drinking water and food, ensuring reproductive health, addressing rare pediatric diseases, or addressing an opioid epidemic really challenged me to find ways for ACT to be of help. I'm convinced that not only do we have the expertise, but individually and collectively, we have the heart to continue our mission and to make a meaningful difference in the practice of toxicology.
Well, Tracy, we're just so thankful for your service to ACT, and it's been such a pleasure speaking with you today. Thanks for coming in and letting our listeners know about the outreach efforts that ACT is involved in.
Thanks for the opportunity to chat.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Make sure you're checking the ACT website and iTunes for new podcasts covering a wide range of ACT and toxicology-related topics.
This podcast was brought to you by the American College of Toxicology, whose mission is to educate, lead, and serve professionals in toxicology and related disciplines by promoting the exchange of information and perspectives on applied toxicology and safety assessment. For more information, please visit www.actox.org.